Shabbat Shalom Mishpacha, and good morning everyone. Good morning everyone. So good to see you, your smiley faces. Tanya, your smiling face is beautiful. Yeah, we are still keeping masks, and thank you so much for wearing masks. It's so important for all of us to be together and to have ability and possibility to be in this place. So today's Torah chapter, Hayei Sarah, Sarah's life. Let's say together, Sarah's life. Yes, it's a beautiful life. Her life is a beautiful life. Her example is a beautiful example. Before we get into the lessons of this Torah chapter, I want to talk about Sarah, because this Torah portion named in her name. We read in the Bible, actually, when the first time I read the scriptures, it was Brit HaChadasha, actually, book of Matthew. And I read there, Abraham gave birth to Isaac. Who read the same? Yeah? Isaac to Jacob, and so on. As if a man himself was capable of childbirth. Of course not. Every man can be faithful to the woman in his life, who gave him birth and was with him in challenges of his life. Amen and amen. In the Bible, when the man was a man of God, the woman in his life typically were also women of God. A wife or a mother who contributed greatly to the spiritual life of the man as well. You remember that the name Abraham means the father of many nations. So Abraham means father of many nations. The name of his wife, Sarah, means woman of high rank and is often translated simply as princess. So Sarah is the princess of many nations. It is a beautiful picture here. So he is the father of nations. And she is a princess of nations. We think of Abraham as the father of faith. Yes, he's the father of faith. But I truly believe that without the support of his wife, Sarah, it would have been very difficult or impossible for him to become Abraham. I mean, truly, she went with him through everything. We need to remember that. We read in the Torah that Abraham believed and expected a son from the Lord almost all his life, and in the same way, Sarah waited in faith with him. She was co-journer with him. One of the most beautiful sentences in the New Testament are these words of Peter. It's 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 6. And I want to read it for all of us. Just as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, you have become her daughters by doing what is good and not fearing intimidation. Sarah, the princess who influenced the world by her faith, whose faithfulness changed this world forever, has become your example, and you have become her daughters. Amen and amen. So interesting and so important to remember. After man of God, we can find together with him a woman of faith. It's so important. So today's Torah portion, and I name it Trusting in Faith. When I read the scriptures and when I look at the faith, idea of faith in the scriptures, I found that faith and trust are very close in meaning. And many times it's the same meaning, has the same meaning, faith and trust into the Lord. When the Torah talks about the faith of Abraham, it is also talks about his trust in God. Let's say it together, trust in God. Actually, I read somewhere, trust in God. Yeah, we trust in God somewhere. Yeah. This was the foundation of this place, in this country. We trust in God. And it's supposed to be the foundation of our lives. We trust in God. We trust in God. We trust in Him. All Scripture encourages us to cultivate this great quality of trust, as Abraham did. I want to read from Matthew chapter 8, and please open with me, and let's go in the scriptures and read from Matthew chapter 8. It's an important story in the life of one of the Roman officer. Matthew chapter 8, let's read from verse 5. As Yeshua entered Capernaum, a Roman army officer came up and pleaded for help. I mean, yesterday I read about leader of the synagogue in Israel, the Jewish man who came to Messiah because he was in desperate situation. His daughter was dying. She was 12 years old and she was dying. And Yeshua was only hope for him, for Jewish leader of the synagogue. Today we read about Romans officer. I mean, when I read the stories, I understand something very important. I know, I'm sure that Yeshua, he is an answer for everyone. If you're leader of the synagogue or a Roman soldier, does not matter. If you have a need, I know that Yeshua, he is an answer. Yeshua is capable to heal. Yeshua is capable to raise from the dead. Yeshua is capable to do all kinds of miracle. And the most important miracle, he gives us life, internal life. So here we have a Roman soldier who has the similar situation. Doctor is not an option in his situation here. He is desperate. First man, leader of the synagogue, he had spiritual authority in his place. This man has real authority over Jewish people, but he humbled himself according to receive help from the Messiah, from the Yeshua. It is so good. It's a beautiful story. So he pleaded for help. He's not only asked, but he's pleaded for help. He in real need. Sir, my servant is lying at home paralyzed and suffering terribly. Verse 7, Yeshua said, I will go and heal him. And I love this response from Yeshua. I mean, he can say, I'm a Jew and I can't go under your place. I'm a Jew, it's not kosher for me to go there. But he's the Messiah. He's the same to Roman soldier. He's the same to leader of the synagogue. He loves all of us. Doesn't matter who we are, from where we came. He is ready to come and heal. He is ready to do his miracle. Yeshua said, and I like how immediately he responded to him, I will go and heal him. And verse 8, I love this. But the officer answered. Probably this officer knew the traditions of the Jewish people. He knew everything about kosher and unkosher. So he didn't want Yeshua to be in wrong situation, probably. I mean, I think it's my impression here. So, but the officer answered, Sir, I am unfit to have you come into my house. Rather, if you will only give the command, if you only say with power, with authority, my servant will recover. And please remember, this was not headache. This was not a stomach problem or, you know, bad sleep or something else. It was a great problem. He was paralyzed. He was dying in his bed. But faith of this soldier was great, really great. Verse 9. For I too am a man under authority. I have soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. To my slave, do this, and he does it. Verse 10. On hearing this, Yeshua was amazed and said to the people following him, yes, I tell you. So he told them, look at him. Amen. I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such trust. Anyone. I mean, if Messiah said this, probably it's true. What do you think? So many religious people, so many knowledgeable people, so many people full of different kind of knowledge, but this Roman soldier, he was an amazing man. He was full of trust unto Jewish Messiah. Probably he saw his miracles, he heard about him. Probably he was knowledgeable in the scriptures, I think so. Verse 13, then Yeshua said to the officer, go, let it be for you as you have trusted. And his servant was healed at that very moment. So take these words of Yeshua as promise to you today. Go, let it be for you as you have trusted. So you see, faith and trust, they go together. Faith and trust is the same. Because the very essence of our faith is trust. You know, sometimes when we hear the word faith or you need to believe or believe, sometimes we get used to these words. And sometimes we don't understand what to do actually with these words. You need to believe. And I mean, what can I do now? How to believe? How to break in faith? And sometimes this word not understandable and can sound like something you need to produce right now if you want to receive something from the Lord. So produce faith according to receiving something. But the fact is, it's my approach from the scriptures. Biblical faith, it is a trusting upon the Lord and His words. It rests upon Him, not upon us. He is the true source of miracles. He is the true source of everything. So faith, it is trusting upon Him because He is doing things, not we are. Let's say together, He is the source of everything. Not we are. I mean, our faith, be true, sometimes it's so poor. I don't know about you, but me. I don't want to tell about you. Sometimes people think they're full of faith until something happened. I know in my life, many times I had, I can bring an example to you. Many times I felt myself miserable. But it doesn't matter. The Lord is still faithful. Many times I prayed for somebody and I felt anointing of the Lord. I can move mountains. And you know, nothing happened. It was like, okay, move if you can. Try. Even this small little mountain here near Jacksonville. But many times when I prayed for somebody and felt nothing, zero, the Lord answered my prayers. Many times. And I know that it's He's the source of miracles. He's the source of answering our prayers. It's not us. And actually, it gives me freedom and joy. And it gives me really, you know, release to pray for people. Because He is the source of answer. I trust in Him. God works supernaturally and works through average people. With our emotions, with our good mornings or bad mornings. I mean, He's the same. He's the same. He works through average people, through us. Only keep your trust on Him. Let's say together, keep your trust on Him. Today's Torah portion is the great example of trust. In Genesis chapter 24, we found a fascinating story about Isaac's marriage. And you know all this story. I don't want to read it here. I read it yesterday. So, Abraham sent his servant, Eliezer, to find a wife for his son Isaac. I mean, all this story, it was an amazing story. Can you imagine? This here's the man going somewhere to find wife. He never does that. I don't think it was his job to find the wives around. It's like to shop for the wives for other people. So he came to nowhere. He's standing there, and he's, okay, here's the girls coming to this water. and I need to find wife for my master Isaac. What I'm gonna do here? Maybe I need to put big poster. I need wife. You know, who wanna be here? What to do? And you know what's interesting? Nobody was there to watch him. Nobody. Only the Lord. He was able to say, okay, master is not here. Camels, they're not speaking anymore. I mean, they're quiet. It's a rare situation with donkey, remember? That was very special donkey. Camels are different. They never speak in scriptures. So I can go home and say, I didn't find anything. I'm sorry. I was there. But at that moment, he prayed to the Lord, and you know the answer. The Lord answered him perfect. But think about Rebecca. She said yes, and she went with this servant to Isaac. Who was Isaac? Where he lived, this Isaac? What is his pictures? Where his Facebook page? So all this story is the story of trust unto the Lord and trust to people of God. Isaac, Rebekah, Eliezer are the people of faith who trusted the Lord. And because of their trust, we are here. Because of their trust. Because Abraham trusted the Lord. Eliezer did his part. He trusted the Lord. Rebekah trusted the Lord. And now we are here. Jewish people exist because their trust to the Lord. So I want to show some principles of faith and trust of the Lord. So first principle, and I did yesterday, I went through first one, patience. Let's say together, patience. Patience is a very important part of faith. It is an essential part of our trust in God. Sometimes between promise and an answer from the Lord, sometimes it takes time. And only the Lord, He knows the timing. He knows the timing. So this is why when people want right now, in the name of Yeshua, I mean, come on. What's going on? It doesn't work this way. So the second principle of faith, deeds of faith. Deeds of faith. So Rebekah watered the camels without hidden motive. She did not hope to get anything from Eliezer. I mean, she didn't know about husband, nothing. It was not, you know, play. You're going there and somebody will ask you, can you give me the water? And now, remember, he has a husband for you. So do this. It was nothing like that. She was humble. She was full of good deeds, deeds of faith. I have a question. Who has vacationed in Egypt? No? Oh, yeah. Somebody. Yeah. So, I heard from Russian-speaking tourists, it's probably only Russian-speaking tourists, that in some parts of Egypt, one may ride camels for free. Yes, for free. It's free ride. Camels are here. Please sit and go. However, one must pay to dismount. And getting off a camel's back can be a very expensive thing. So, it is not our way to follow the Lord. Yeah? I agree with me. Lord, use me. I'm ready. I'm here, Lord. And tomorrow, Lord, where's my money? You ride my camel. Pay me back. It doesn't work this way. It doesn't work this way. We can't say, Lord, I will do everything for you, but let her come to him for reward. This is not the way of our faith. The virtue of a believer must be without greed. Greed is not virtuous. So I want to read Galatians chapter 6, verse 8 and 10. Galatians 6, 8 and 10. So let us not grow weary of doing what is good. For if we don't give up, please think about it. If we don't give up, so it takes time. we will in due time reap the harvest. Therefore, as the opportunity arises, let us do what is good to everyone, and especially to the family of those who are trustingly faithful. So keep doing good things. Keep doing. Cheer up. Do good. Serve God by helping other people, because your reward is from God. So this is an example of Rebecca. She was simple and full of good deeds, and the Lord blessed and used her mightily in our lives. So one more interesting part of faith: learn to hear and obey the voice of God. Let's say together, learn to hear and obey the voice of God. Yeah, so we have a wonderful time. We have the synagogue. We have each other to learn how to hear the voice of God. We can pray together. We can ask for prayer. We can worship the Lord together or at homes, but we still be together in one spirit as the synagogue. It's a good thing. It's a great opportunity to hear the voice of God and to learn how to recognize His voice. This is our time. It's a beautiful time for us. We have this time together. Who knows how much time we have left in this earth? Who knows? We don't know. So we can use this time. And I want to read Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 and 8, 3, 6 and 8. This is a great way to enter into the presence of the Lord and to be able to hear the voice of the Lord. Matthew 5, 3, 6 and 8. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Poor in spirit. Never be satisfied with what you have. Always look for more. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. And verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So how important it is to always be hungry for the Word of God, for the Spirit of God. Never allow ourselves to come down and stop seeking righteousness, seeking His face. This is the way how to learn His voice. I know that it's many, many, many directions how to learn, how to hear the voice of the Lord, but the main is to study the Scriptures, to be in humble spirit, and to have fellowship together. I mean, it's a great way to learn, because you will be open to hear the voice of the Lord. So, next part from our faith, it's do not be afraid to do something new. And I love this part. If the Lord tells you this, even if it seems very difficult and incomprehensible to you, the Lord will help you. Think about it. Everything we read in the Scriptures, it is new thing for these people who does it. It is new thing. I mean, Eliezer went to unknown place. Abraham went to unknown place. Noah started building some sheep in the place, in the dry place. It was unknown thing. It was new thing. But they were able to say, yes, Lord, even in new things in their lives. It's very important to remember. When the Lord ordered Abraham to leave his house and go to the foreign land, it made no sense for the people around him. He had everything. Abraham, why are you going somewhere? Stay here. Trust in God. It's okay. Be like others. It's not a problem. I mean, you know, I know you're religious too much, but come yourself. Come down. But the Lord told him, go. Abraham did not know what to expect and where to go. It was new for him. All of Abraham's life experience, all his knowledge, all people around and their advice, everything was against the command from the Lord. But Abraham was a very courageous person in his faith. Very often, our loyalty to God requires a lot of courage to act differently from anyone else. And great things are done by courageous people who are ready to say, yes, Lord, lead us. And the last thing, and we'll go to another portion of our message now. This will be the end. So what the Lord said to you, do, try to do in 100%. Try to not drop what the Lord already said to do. Not drop it. Because, I mean, what if Noah dropped his hammer and, like, his ship was, like, 80% done? What would happen? Or Abraham, he went somewhere and said, oh, okay, you know, I'm tired of doing that. If the Lord commanded to you, do it for 100%. Abraham is a wonderful example of a person who was able to take a word from God, to know God's will, but also to wait for the fulfillment of his prophecy, to be faithful, to trust in the Lord, and by his patience to completely fulfill the will of God. It's an amazing story. Abraham did not try to walk with the Lord one day and fulfill everything in the short period of time. In fact, it took him a whole life. So when we say, yes, Lord, we need to understand it is forever. It is this life and next life. It is for him. Our life belongs to him. Not only today, but tomorrow and next day and next day. It is so important to remember. And remember, the joy of salvation and great reward for faithfulness that awaits you. Amen. So let us pray before we close this time. Lord, thank you so much for your wonderful presence, Lord. Thank you so much for your love to us, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness to us, Lord, that we can trust you, Lord, and we know that our faith is not based upon us, Lord, but it's based upon you. You are trustworthy. You are the Lord of our salvation. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Okay, so let's stand up. And before we'll close with Aaronic benediction, Aaron blessings, as we normally do at Beth Israel, I would like to ask you, if Beth Israel is the blessing to you, please consider to be a blessing to Beth Israel with your faithful giving. Thank you for your generosity. So let us pray and let us close our time with prayers. Yeverechacha Adonai v'ishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panavalecha v'ichunecha, Yisa Adonai panavalecha v'yase lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Shabbat shalom. And I want to thank you once again for keeping the distance, for wearing the masks. It is so important for us to love each other and to care about each other. Thank you so much. Shabbat shalom.